This is CICK News. In light of the upcoming municipal elections in the province, I sat down to speak with Mayor Gladys Attrill to reflect on her time in local government. As she prepares to step down and not seek re-election, we speak about her experiences, the challenges she faced, as well as her dynamics within council, what works, what didn't, and what lessons she learned. What stood out to me was Mayor Attrill's belief in the value of local governance and what residents can consider as they approach the polls this fall.
When you were first elected as mayor, what were the challenges that inspired you to take on the role?
Well, I was already on council, so it was my second term. I was elected in 2018 as councillor for the second time. And shortly after that, there was sort of just a domino effect. Our MP at the time, Nathan, said he would not seek re-election. Taylor was our mayor, and it started a thought process for Taylor. And at some point, it became clear he would seek the nomination. And that process started to unfold. So then you have to think, well, either I can take whatever happens with whoever the next mayor is, I could leave, or I could run. Mm-hmm. And with those choices, I made the decision that if Taylor was successful and left council, that I would let my name stand for mayor. So when he got the nomination, I let my fellow councillors know I would let my name stand for mayor. So that ought to have been October 2019. That's when Taylor was elected. Soon thereafter, there was a pandemic. So by-elections were canceled by the province. So I sort of just remained in that acting role until there was a by-election in 2020 when the province allowed there to be. So it was a long process, a little bit unwieldy.
Yeah.
But I didn't start out that term with a desire to be mayor. I was content as a councillor with a mayor that I enjoyed working with. Once those circumstances changed, then I had to figure it out. And so that's sort of what prompted me,
okay,
you know, in addition to being committed to council and the community, but there was a change in what was going on. I've been on council for 12 years. It's been an amazing experience. I love this town. It's my hometown. My soul is here. And at the same time, I had to think whether or not I thought I had the energy to go full bore for 4 more years, and if I wanted to do that, and I had to conclude no.
Yeah.
When I think about what some of my colleagues deal with in other communities in British Columbia, where you could have very dysfunctional councils can have very dysfunctional mayors,
yeah,
and it doesn't matter, it doesn't work. That's just not been the circumstance here. It doesn't mean it's a council that agrees all the time, but it's a council that actually knows how to disagree well. You know, I just realized it's my time to step away, and so I had to make that decision.
When you look back, is there anything that you thought, in my time as mayor, I'm going to accomplish X?
So after I was elected, we did in our first strategic planning process identify as a priority what was then called a cultural center. That captured my heart. There is no doubt about it. I worked very hard on that, and it didn't happen. We are sitting here 12 years later. We do not have a cultural center. We now are in play for a library,
mm-hmm,
which was a portion of that. So, you know, that is something that I wish we could have accomplished.
Yeah.
I think it would serve the community well. I mean, it's a community building project. Art and culture are part of the soul of a community. And I wish that we were big enough to be able to do that. However, that's not the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working toward one part of that now with the library project.
I've seen Councillor Bukema has announced that he's going to run for mayor as well. Do you have any words for people in this town who vote, who know you as their mayor, but are looking for the next 4 years ahead of Smithers? How would you encourage them to vote?
Well, I think thoughtfully. And, you know, some of the things we've just been talking about, what would enable a council to function, is that there's respect at the table and that there's some experience at the table. We are in throes of change. In the last election, we saw many councils uprooted. We had 4 new members at the last council. That could have actually gone really badly with the individuals that came and their intelligence, their humility, their willingness to learn. It didn't go badly. That's not the case everywhere. So I do think having experience at the table matters.
Anything that I didn't ask that you want to include?
Yeah, one thing, and that is someone else asked me, what am I most proud of?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like maybe not the flashiest thing, but I mentioned we worked very hard at getting this organization in a good state.
Mm-hmm.
in our strategic priorities, one thing that we identified was organizational excellence. And we put a lot of energy into that. And while it might not sound very dramatic to someone looking in, if you don't have good people in the organization, none of your other priorities will be achieved. You have to have quality staff who can work together well, who are interested in the goals of the community in order to get stuff done. I think that's it. We actually have a really good staff team. They're intelligent, they're well-trained, and I would encourage people, when you see town staff around, say hi, chat with them. They're also Smithereens who are super proud of the community, who work really hard on behalf of citizens. And there is a joy that people have in making fun of civil servants. So jokes you can enjoy, but actually engage with the staff, see what they're doing, and recognize that they work hard, from encouraging small plants to grow, to running the arenas and the airport, the fire hall, our works department. There's a really good team here, and I am actually really, really proud of that.
Thank you to Mayor Attrill for taking the time to speak with me. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.